Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're turning to the Bible to see how we can think like the designer, God, and have satisfying and fulfilling lives as a result. And there's no question that satisfying and fulfilling lives are characterized by ongoing good. But can we expect ongoing good? Is that the way the universe really is designed? The Bible provides all sorts of examples that say yes. Consider its story about the children of Israel getting out of Egypt and going to what was called the Promised Land. First of all, following God's direction, they got out of slavery in Egypt. Certainly a good thing. There were obstacles to be overcome along the way. For example, at one point they appeared to be trapped at the shore of the Red Sea, with the Egyptian army closing in on them to take them back to slavery. But again, they turned to God and found answers. They got across the sea, and the Egyptians didn't. At other times, they found themselves without food and water. But once again, turning to God, they got both in very unexpected ways. Good just kept on popping up. And of course, they did make it to the Promised Land. All this clearly suggests that God's design for us certainly is good, and that we can experience that good by following God's guidance, guidance that's always right at hand. May we follow that guidance and lead fulfilling lives characterized by good not only for us, but for others as well. Amen.